Okay, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to bless this service. Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, we thank and praise Your wonderful holy name for Your word. We thank You for the valuable instruction in it of how to run a church and what to do and what not to do. Lord, Your instructions are our very life. Faith is the Word of God. It's Your Word, Father. And as we mature in faith, Lord, we just thank and praise You because we feel the necessity, as You, and we know that it's a commandment from You to be filled with Your Spirit daily so that we can have a steady walk in You. Open up every heart, soul, mind, for all the listeners, the believers that are listening to this tape, and Lord, let it sink into their hearts, their minds, and their souls, for it is the food that You prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. We thank and praise You, Lord, and we all ask this all in the name of Jesus, and everyone says, Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's start out with the King James Version. I parallel this with commentary, my commentary on it, and so we'll just start out with King James.
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you.
Okay, read mine now.
Paul requesting. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, I ask you to pray for us. Pray first that the Lord's message will, as a worldwide forest fire, be spread quickly, rapidly, very fast, and that God's message be honored everywhere it goes, exactly as it did when it came to you, when it was preached to you.
Yeah, by us, he's saying. Okay, then what else? King James.
And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith.
Okay, no commentary.
Pray also that we will be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone...
Because it's not just talking about men, it's talking about mankind, women, okay?
Yes.
All mankind does not have faith, amen?
Amen.
So, people is a better word, amen?
Amen.
Okay, so read that again.
Pray also that we will be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone believes in the Lord.
I've met some women that were far more wicked than any man that I've ever met in my life. I've seen that, and the King Solomon said that out of 1,000. He had a lot of wives and a lot of concubines, and he said he couldn't even find one out of the whole batch. Okay, what else?
And King James.
Not saying that our wives are that way, because back then, you know, people didn't have the Spirit of the Lord. Now, there was one of the brothers that was witnessing and testifying to a person, I think it was Tom Neverdahl, was witnessing to a person that came out of Walmart, and he said it was a black man. And he said, well, what about the black man? He says, well, what about Samson? He committed fornication. Then he told him, yeah, but look what happened to him. He got his eyes put out, and then he got killed. Well, you have to remember also that Samson did not have the Holy Spirit. He didn't have Jesus living in him with the Father, the triune God. This happened on the day of Pentecost. And so don't try to compare yourself with the people of the Old Testament, because that doesn't apply anymore. Don't you be trying to make, or think that you can be making mistakes as they did back then, or sinning like David did once in his whole career of serving the Lord. Because now we have the power of God living in us, in Christ Jesus, by the Spirit. And there's no excuse. All right? So that's the way to answer those kind of people, is when they say, well, you know, David sinned, say, yeah, I did once. And don't compare yourself to David, because he was living before the day of Pentecost, and he did not have the fullness of the Spirit in him. The Lord would come down upon him at times and would minister to him and give him things to write, and was with him in battle, and many other things all of his life, and he blessed David, but he still didn't have the blessings that we have of God Almighty in Christ living in our mortal bodies. And so this gives us the power. If we do what the Lord says, and that means to refresh the Spirit of God in us daily by reading and praying, if we do that, we shall never fall, the Bible says. For all those that walk in the Spirit are not condemned. Amen?
Amen.
All those that walk in the Spirit shall not be condemned. We'll just word it that way. Easy to understand. Amen?
Amen.
But out of the Spirit, you're going to do the things that the people in the Old Testament did. And after you've been saved, and then you go ahead and willingly sin, wantingly and knowingly, there remains no more forgiveness. Now, some of you have done it ignorantly, and you can be. I was reading Leviticus yesterday also, or one of the sisters was reading it to me, where, you know, if you sin ignorantly, I mean, in other words, you didn't know that adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism wasn't a sin. That's far-fetched. Or if you didn't know that incest was a sin. That's far-fetched. You may sell that to people, you know, in this world, but you'll never sell it to the Lord. Because the gospel is very, very plain. Amen?
Amen.
And another thing, too, is you, people say, well, all I did was committed adultery. No. What you did is you never loved God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you never loved your neighbor as yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't have helped that neighbor go to hell by keep committing adultery with her or him, against him. So, you know, there's no excuse. People, if you break one commandment, you've broken them all. That's because the power of God is more than able to keep us standing until that day. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's continue on.
King James, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil.
Mm-hmm. He's faithful. He'll keep you if you keep him. Amen?
Amen.
If you keep him in your heart, you hear the word. If you keep the Spirit in you by you going and drinking and eating of him daily, well, then he'll keep you. He'll protect you. He'll defend you. How can God defend you if you don't even pray to him to find out where you're supposed to go today? If you may decide to go down to the park or the zoo or someplace, and that's where an assassin is waiting for you, or that's where an automobile accident is waiting to smash you, and you're not seeking guidance from the Holy Spirit. So take heed, beware. Then what else?
And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you.
Okay, now read over here. From
but the Lord is faithful. He will make you strong daily and guard you on a daily basis by his Spirit being renewed in you daily through the word.
So by you reading the word and doing what the word said, praying. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you feel a steadiness now in the Lord?
Yes.
Amen? By reading the word every day?
Yes.
And you're not to be looking back at the things that you did in the past, because if you do that, you'll be discouraged and you'll fall. Like Paul said, he made a lot of mistakes in the past. And so he says he doesn't look backward at them. He just keeps going forward. Amen?
Amen.
And as long as you feel the presence of the Lord, as long as you feel the Lord feeding you and you're drinking the Lord every day, you're fine. All right? All right? Don't be troubled. Just go press on to the mark. We can't do anything about that which was done in the past. Just forget about it, the Lord says, in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Just keep going onward. Press on. Because it's not going to do you any good to give up. Amen?
Amen.
If he sees you striving for perfection and striving and heading for the mark and still continuing in the race, you were shipwrecked. You got derailed. But you have to get up and shake yourself off. Used to say, even a pig, when it falls in the pig pen, will stand up and get up and shake itself off and keep going, right?
Amen.
So don't be worse than a pig. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
He will keep guarding you from the evil one.
Yeah, he will guard you from, if you're feeding on him and drinking of him, he'll guard you from the evil one, the devil. All your temptations. The temptations that the devil is constantly bombarding your mind with. Don't start thinking with your own mind. That's a very dangerous thing when the devil can convince you that you have to think about, is this true? Is this word really true? This word is true. He tells you to stop thinking about what you did in the past. Amen?
Amen.
Meditate on the Lord and on the kingdom of heaven ahead. All right?
Amen.
Because all of us have made mistakes. Amen?
Amen.
Every single one of us. And a lot of people have succumbed to, you know, they didn't stay in the Word, and they went berserk. They went crazy. But now you know better. Okay, now you're beginning to know the Word. Amen?
Amen.
You got to know the Lord. And so when you didn't know the Lord, well, then that's one thing. But now if you sin after knowing the Lord, that's the bad part, see? Okay? Now you're daily, you're growing in faith, in your faith. Amen?
Amen.
That's growing in the power of God. They say growing in grace. That's growing in God's power, in your faith. Growing in faith. Well, that's growing in faith means that Christ is growing up in you. Amen?
Amen.
To the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God in you. And the Almighty God is going to be in heaven. And if he's in you, you're going to be there with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Yeah, don't let anybody kid you. Amen?
Amen?
Don't let the devil beguile you as he did Eve. All right? Because you're a good woman. You're a good man if you do what the Lord says. And if you believe the Word. The Word says, press on.
Amen.
You are ignorant. There's nothing you can do to go back and make amends. Just keep living one day at a time. Amen?
Amen?
And keep yourself going, no matter what. Get a strong grip on the Word of God and hold on to it. And the Lord will bless you for it. Amen?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, he's already blessing you. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Paul is calling the Christians into his spiritual life and his entire ministry by commanding them to pray for him.
Now, this is so... You're becoming involved in his life if you pray for him, his ministry. Because this is how you become a part of his life, a part of his ministry, Paul. Or whoever the one is that the Lord is spearheading the whole thing. You need to pray for me. And Paul lets everybody know that he doesn't consider himself to be anything other than one of them, because they, by their faith, when he sees their faith growing, well, then that gives him encouragement too. So we're being bound together in sinews and bands and joints very strongly by the uniting of the Spirit becoming involved in each person's life, because he's praying for them and they're praying for him, and those are the bands and the joints and the sinews, the powerful spiritual sinews that hold the church together and all of us together. We're in this together.
Amen.
We're the minority. It's not the blacks or the Jews that are the minority in this world, but it's us, okay?
Amen.
And we need to be held together with these mighty, powerful spiritual bands, joints, and sinews in the body, and that is by being involved in each other's lives in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
And helps. Okay, then what?
Other than his position as a preacher, teacher, and pastor, he never put himself higher than them, but told them how he needed their prayers.
Them meaning the congregation, the churches. He kept and said he needed their prayers. Okay, then what?
But told them how he needed their prayers in the same way that he needed God's power, which is Christ the Word, for his continual safety.
Right, because we need each other's prayers for our continual safety in this world. I need your prayers, and we need to pray for each other. Amen?
Amen.
That we'll be safe and that we'll be convicted if we're going the wrong way during the day. Because you may be walking into a horrible temptation, and you need to be led by the Spirit. But there's no temptation that can befall us that we're not able to overcome by the power of God in us. Amen?
Amen.
Now, maybe it's, for sure, a lot of people are not reading and praying and applying the Word, the Spirit, to their lives so that they could become more and more consecrated and more transformed into the likeness of the Lord every day. And so when that happens, I mean, you fall. So now if you feel being lifted, that you're being lifted up on a daily basis, then you know that God is still working in your life, in your soul, in your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So rejoice in that God is still working with you. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be bummed out. Okay? Then what else?
Paul lets them know and shows us that his own survival was tied to the spiritual growth of the others.
See, the whole body is tied together by the spiritual growth. If you grow, then I'm tied together with you. Then I'm blessed also. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? Read that again.
Paul lets them know and shows us that his own survival was tied to the spiritual growth of the others, the Christians in his churches.
Right. If you live, then I survive. Amen?
Amen.
If you're living in Christ, if you're working for him diligently every day and not sitting around idle, well, then we all grow. And so that's why Paul is emphasizing, you know, to work and work hard with your own hands. Okay, continue on.
The church is tied together by joints, spiritual power packs, sinews, and bands in this way when the Thessalonians were sharing in his life, his trials, tribulations.
Yeah, if you don't care anything about the pastor's life, and you don't care if he's getting, you know that the devil is hitting him from every side, and he's going through persecutions, and you give a sigh of relief because the pastor might tell you, well, it wasn't because of you that I went to prison or I'm doomed, but, you know, or any of these things. I don't know what, but I knew I did the work for the Lord in prison. I'm sure of that. And so, just read that again.
The church is tied together by joints, spiritual power packs, sinews, and bands. In this way, when the Thessalonians were sharing in his life, his trials, tribulations, as well as all of his victories.
Right, because when we have victory, then you're encouraged. Because, you know, it was your prayers that caused Paul to have the victory. Amen?
Amen.
Or the spiritual leader. Amen?
Amen.
And so you have tremendous victory along with him because you know that you scored with God up there and got him delivered. Those people were rejoicing greatly when Peter was released, not only because of his release, but because it was through their prayers that he got released. Amen?
Amen.
And it strengthened them and gave them great confidence in the Lord to pray because they knew that God answered. In an impossible situation, he was like cuffed or chained to a couple of guards, one on each side. And the angel of the Lord came and just unlocked the cuffs, just said the word, and then they opened up all the gates and they went out. Amen?
Amen.
That's incredible. That's the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. So there's nothing that's impossible with the Lord.
When Paul would be delivered, the churches would rejoice. Hence, they were spiritually strengthened because they could clearly see that their prayers had been answered.
Well, isn't that wonderful when your prayers are answered?
Amen.
That gives you spiritual power and strength and gives you great faith to know that God is on the throne and he hears and that he answers. Amen?
Amen.
So you should never, ever think doubt because the doubt is not going to get you anything but damnation. Have faith and believe the word of God because you see it. You'll see it in action when you believe it and when you pray. Amen?
Amen?
One for another. And when you're praying for somebody else, in reality, you're praying for yourself because God calls that mercy. Amen?
Amen.
And mercy begets Father's mercy. It begets mercy. If you sow mercy, you're going to reap it. If you don't sow any mercy, you're not going to reap any. And let's face it, we're going to need a lot of mercy in this world. You know, we're right into the tribulations right now. And I'll prove it to you with my next piece of literature. Okay, then what else? And if you can't see it, well, then you're spiritually blind. Okay, then what?
This is how we will also be strengthened and mature.
Yes, this is how we are strengthened and how we mature. When our faith matures, or our faith matures, we become more, Christ becomes more grown up in us. We become more Christ-like. Faith in the Word makes us Christ-like. The more we have, the more Christ-like we are, and the more miracles that will be done through us. And it isn't, you know, flesh at all. It's like, as you recall, when we were reading, that we don't get the gifts of the Lord by keeping the law of sacrifices and circumcision and all these things. We are able to do all things by faith. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Lord wants, is our faith. And so we receive all the gifts of the Lord by faith. And we're able to stand another day because of faith. And we are, you know, we look forward to tomorrow Because we know tomorrow, first thing when we get up, we're going to have to get in the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Because we know, we have faith that it's going to cause us to stand another day. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
It is. And keep us stable like we are now. You start getting a little, shaky, well, get into the Word. Or get one of these tapes again and start listening. Because you know that during the time that these tapes are going, that you feel strong. All right?
Amen.
The Lord lets me know that. Now, if I know the Lord enough to be able to get a hold of His Spirit and know the right thing to say, you must know that I know what's going on in your soul.
Amen.
All right? I hope you do anyway, that you have that much sense, spiritual sense and knowledge. Okay, what else?
This will greatly encourage you.
Yes, won't that, doesn't that encourage you?
Yes.
Okay, then what else?
It seems as though that many of the people in Thessalonica stopped working because they were in anticipation of the Lord's return. They had a false belief which caused them to begin living lives of no responsibility. Paul commanded them to work the works again and continue to the end. If they continued their refusal to work, they would have to pay the price, which means they were not to be fed.
Yeah, if you don't work, you don't eat. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
This rule is the same today. Don't let the tempter tell you that you can sit idle or just passively work just because of the Lord's promise to help us on the road to growth and maturity. This type of thinking, that you are not to participate in God's plan for us, is of the devil.
Yeah, if you think that you're not supposed to be participating with the rest of us to do the Lord's work, then you're hearing from the devil. Why should we be doing your work? Amen?
Amen.
You're supposed to uphold the church also. Amen?
Amen.
We're to uphold one another. And you take one lackey, one person sitting idle, and that's one person. It's like your arm becoming paralyzed in your body. We need all of our limbs, functioning. Some people say, well, I get along without no toe or something like that. Well, you can get along with it, but you'd be a lot better off if you had that toe. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Don't let the tempter tell you that you can sit idle or just passively work just because of the Lord's promise to help us on the road to growth and maturity. This type of thinking, that you are not to participate in God's plan for us, is of the devil.
God's plan for us as a member of His church, His body, His bride. The Bible says to continue on to the end. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so it's obvious, the Lord says, that no one knows the exact time or hour of His coming. So I thought, many years ago, almost 40 years ago, that the Lord was coming right away because He told me to tell everybody that Jesus is coming back to earth again. He didn't tell me when, but I just went down to newspapers and everything, and I started telling them what He told me. And I said, print it. Because I always thought He was coming right now. You may think He's coming day after tomorrow, or maybe tonight. But whatever it is, you're supposed to be on the job, amen, when He comes.
Amen.
He'll know if you have faith if you're on the job. Right, on the job site, so to speak. Amen?
Amen?
Right, then what?
This type of thinking, that you are not to participate in God's plan for us, is of the devil. We know this because it is unscriptural.
Right, He says, work till the end. Amen?
Amen.
And all the more when you see these things happening. Okay, then what?
When we are participating with everybody in the place God put us, we are working on the building.
Yeah, we're working on the building. It's a fine, great foundation. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is the foundation and the apostles. Amen. He's the cornerstone and the apostles are the foundation. And we are building blocks in the building. We can't let Satan destroy the part of the building that we are. We know that there's going to be a great falling away, that much of that building is going to be just like a hurricane came through and wrecked the building because they were not built on a solid rock. They built their house on sandy soil, sand. And the winds came and the rain came and here this temptation comes and it just blew you away. And so they joined the one world government, the new world order, it's supposed to be. And much of the house, this great part of the house, was destroyed. But God is able, by faithful servants, to rebuild that house, keep it going, and building it up. Amen? Whatever is going to be in the body is only going to be those that are fit to be in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, keep going.
If you don't take the necessary steps of faith, you will have to face off with Christ at the time of judgment.
Yeah, you got to take the necessary steps. You got to work, in other words. If you don't know it, we're just talking about working, working, working. That's what Paul's talking about. And then you have to take those necessary steps to work and keep your end of the bargain up. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever your position is in the church, keep working. Keep on working. And work hard, as the Apostle Paul did with his hands, he said, in another epistle and this one. Okay, go ahead.
And we are confident in the Lord that you are practicing the things we have commanded you to do, and that you will, on a daily basis, keep doing them always. May the Lord bring you into an everlasting, deep understanding of the love of God and the endurance, the patient waiting for Christ and the love of God.
Okay, now King James. The patient waiting for Christ. What does that mean, to be patient? That means keep on working. Keep on doing on a daily basis. You may think, well, it's boring and I don't see any progress happening. Yeah, a lot of the farmers don't see any progress coming when they sow seed out into the field. You know, they sit there and wait, and they water, but they don't just sit there, they water it. They keep watering, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, nothing's coming up, you know, in the first few days, you know. Well, I'm doing all this for nothing, then they just walk away and don't water it anymore. Just keep watering, amen?
Amen.
And don't worry, God will give the increase. It'll come, you know. I don't know if it's going to be a few days from now, a week, a month, but you're going to get a reward. Amen?
Amen.
That's the parable that the Lord gives us. Don't you know? It'll come up if you give it the right chance. If you give it a chance. Amen? If you don't get discouraged. Read that line again.
And we are confident in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ.
Yeah, if you just keep patiently watering the ground. Amen?
Amen.
Watering these souls in the world. Now, like, you know, a lot of people could get discouraged, you know, because we just keep throwing the word out there. But we know that it's not going to come back void.
Amen.
Why? God said so. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I don't see it. I don't care. God said so.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
And it will. Amen? It's doing something in your souls, isn't it?
Yes.
And we see it happening to souls out in the world, don't we?
Yes.
So it happens, just like he said. But when they come into the church, you can't just say, okay, they got saved, and just leave them be. Mm-mm. We have to keep watering them because they have to grow. Now that they're saved, they're little babes in the Lord, and so they have to grow. So we have to keep feeding them the milk of the Word and keep on it patiently to the end. Amen?
Amen.
Without not weary in well-doing. Don't be weary in well-doing. That's the commandment, and the Lord tells us that all the way through the Bible. Keep on going. Like I saw a bumper sticker a long time ago. It says, keep on trucking. You know? Just keep on going. You know, if you're a trucker and you want to make some money at the end of the week, you got to keep on trucking. Amen?
Amen.
Or if you just sit there at a truck stop because you heard there was a wreck down the road and you just are too afraid to get out there. No, you got to keep on trucking, you know. You can't go by what happened to somebody else. Somebody else fell away, so maybe I will. I'm not going to buy that. Amen?
Amen.
They just didn't keep their eyes on the Lord, that's all. Okay, and so we're going to, though, right?
Amen.
Okay, so we have no problems that way. Okay, then what?
Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly.
Okay, yeah, then what else?
And not after the tradition which he received of us.
Okay, now read mine.
And now, dear brothers and sisters, we give you this command with the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In other words, this came directly to me from Jesus. Okay, now what is that command?
Stay away from, do not company with any Christian who believes in idleness and doesn't follow the tradition of hard work we gave you.
Okay, that's what it is. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
For you ought to follow our example. We were never lazy when we were with you. We never accepted food from anyone without paying for it.
You know, we worked, all right, with our own hands. Day and night, he said. Hard, we worked hard. Okay, then what?
We worked hard both day and night so that we would not be a burden to any of you. It wasn't that we didn't have the right to ask you or the power, but we didn't...
Or that we didn't have the power to ask you, because certainly the Lord states that you're supposed to support the pastors and everything, but he did that as an example to them to work. If I work, by George, you're going to work too. By God, you're going to work too. Amen?
Amen.
And if I labor in the world, in the Word, then I'm to be considered to get double honor. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm supposed to be supported. And yet, you know, I'm not saying it presumptive, but I have also supported the church with finances myself. Because I work. Okay, I do. Now, I'm not a tent maker like Paul. But I do things, okay? Okay, then what else?
It wasn't that we didn't have the right to ask you or the power, but we did it to make ourselves examples for you to follow.
Yeah, to work. That's a big thing with the Lord. It came directly from the Lord. Make them work. Okay? So if you see, and it's really a bad thing, you know, like when a pastor is as busy as I am, and Paul was, for you to issue an order for somebody to do something, then they say they're not going to do it. Or they refuse to do it, or they say they've got something else to do. When the pastor does, you know, because he has an oversight on just about everything, if their people are reporting into him, and they know what is the most important thing to do. Like there was one person that said they had to go pick up a trailer or something, and here there was like just a wreck of a trailer and pull it someplace when he should have been on the road picking up many other loads that would bring in finance. It wasn't just towing a broken down trailer that got in a wreck. I said, do that later. Go to L.A. and do what I'm telling you, all right? Now he sees what it is, and he said, oh, my God. Yes, oh, my God. Okay? If they don't have common sense to do it, then we have to use common sense for them. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Even while we were with you, we gave you this. Whosoever does not work should not eat.
See, he's just going on and on about working, doesn't he?
Yes.
Then what?
Yet we hear some of you are living lives of idleness, working not at all, wasting time, but have become busybodies, meddling in other people's business.
Okay, go to the King James. Now you've got ahead of ourselves here.
For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you.
We paid our food. We didn't charge it on you, all right? Then what?
Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you...
Can you tell that what I said was exactly that?
Yes.
Okay. Then what?
For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies.
Okay, then just read that last statement from the commentary. The one that you already did.
Yet we hear some of you are living lives of idleness, working not at all, wasting time, but have become busybodies, meddling in other people's business.
Bring it back to the King James.
Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
Okay, now read mine.
In and by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we appeal to such people. No, we command them that they should settle down quietly and get to work. Earn your own keep, your own living.
And back in King James.
But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed.
Okay, now read mine.
And I say to the rest of you, dear brothers and sisters, Just because you see these lazy people among you, don't you ever live by their example. Weary not, never get tired of doing God's work. Take note of all those who refuse to obey the things we say in this letter. Stay away from them, so they will be ashamed.
Okay. Then, what, King James?
Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother.
Okay, read what I said.
Don't think of them as enemies, but speak to them as you would to a Christian who needs to be warned.
Right, that needs some exhortation, amen? So you're not supposed to just be a non-Christian to them. You're supposed to be a Christian and realize that they're still brethren and do everything that you can to admonish them to, they better get busy because the Lord said so. Amen?
Amen.
This whole chapter here almost is devoted to that. Work. Okay, then what?
In King James, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Okay, now, commentary.
May the Lord of peace himself always give you his peace, no matter what happens. The Lord be with you all.
No matter what you're going through, that you have the power, the peace of God, that you know that you're saved because you feel his presence. That should give you peace to feel his presence.
Amen.
Does everybody feel his presence?
Amen. Amen.
Well, then you should have peace. And you don't have to worry about accomplishing anything other than what the Lord tells you to do. If there is no work, well, then you can rest. Amen?
Amen.
With a rest in Him. Be led by the Spirit. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right? And people try to make it the hardest thing to do. And that's the easy life because the Lord doesn't work you to death. Amen?
Amen.
And besides, if you need healing, and a lot of people need mental healing, you know, he'll give it to you if you'll just do what he says. That's how these people that are men, there's no such thing as in the body of Christ if they're really concentrating on the Lord of a mental case. No such thing. Because they don't listen to all the ideas that are coming to them from the prince of the air, the power of the air. They're just keeping their mind stayed on the Lord and they're at peace. And if the Lord isn't telling them, come on, get busy or do this real fast, they know that they can just Sabbath in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He's not saying, you know, just... But he said, earn your keep, is what he says. That is not... I did that when I was a kid. Okay?
Amen.
And I had fun at it. I've never regretted working. Amen. Have you?
No.
Okay, then what?
The Lord be with you all. Now here is my sign-off greeting, which I have written with my own hand. I, Paul, do this at the end of all my letters to prove that they are really from me.
Right. Now, he had real bad eyes, and so he wrote big. And so it just shows up all the time that the affliction that he was praying for three times had to be his eyesight. And the Lord told him that my grace, my power is sufficient for you. Amen?
Amen.
And for all of us. Just be happy that we have his power. And be thankful at all times. Amen?
Amen.
Don't think there's something more. It's enough that you get it to go to heaven by just being patient and doing what he says. Amen?
Amen.
There's nothing more better than that. Amen?
Amen.
And to share in his glory and the inheritance of everything he has. Amen?
Amen.
What could be better? So you shouldn't be bummed out about anything.
Amen.
Amen. What else?
May the power of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
It says the grace in the King James Bible. I said grace means power. May the power of the Lord Jesus Christ be with what?
Be with you all.
Mm-hmm.
And by maturing, I mean the Lord means maturing in your faith. Faith, our shield.
Faith, would you mature in your shield, your body armor. Then what?
Faith, our entire body armor, with no armor for our backside.
Yeah. Of course, that's just a rehash on what I've done before. Now, praise the Lord, this is Tony Alano, and that was the last chapter of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. And we're starting on 1 Timothy tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless you till then.